This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite, and the spring training baseball right now going on down here in Florida. They're everywhere. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us on that website, because we have a listen live button there that comes right off the satellite, so you can hear us right there. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Air Force Colonel, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, Colonel Jim Orsak. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
How you doing, my friend?
We're doing great.
All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it. Okay, we've had an attack, a rocket attack, in Iraq. It looks like as if there were at least 13 rockets at the Ayn al-Assad base. Now, this is in the western Anbar province. I think they call it the Iron Triangle, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right. And this is these rockets, by the way, did not come from Syria. They came from somewhere inside Iraq, probably on a portable device of some sort, a pickup truck or flatbed truck or something like that. Am I assuming correctly?
Yeah, and in some of the other recent attacks, we've, through our intelligence and ability to triangulate those and using our satellite technology, a lot of these have been coming from inside Iraq, over to the east, more from Iran, but inside Iraq. So continued effort on Iran to exercise its position, and this is all PSYOP on part of Iran to get the attention of the current administration to say we're in charge now in the region. We're going to dictate what happens, and we're going to do this through intimidation and these kind of attacks. So I anticipate seeing more. And what they're trying to do is generate a response from the U.S., a retaliatory strike.
Mm. Now, I wanted to go to Afghanistan, but we've got breaking news coming out of Myanmar, a.k.a. Burma. Burmese security forces, this is the headline, Burmese security forces kill at least 9 protesters in new clashes. Now, last week, I think they killed 10 and wounded about 25 or 30. So this is a continuing thing going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is people pushing back for the way the vote went in that country, and you know, they're gonna continue, and I see this continuing. We haven't really addressed it. The Biden regime, as I call it, hasn't really addressed it thoroughly. But it's pushed back for what appears to have been illegal elections.
yeah, okay, I got a question here, but I'm not going to ask it just yet. We'll ask it in the next segment. Let's get over to Afghanistan, the Taliban. They are on the warpath over there. No big surprise. They always have been. But what are they trying to do? I mean, here we go. I don't think we're leaving Iraq. I don't think we're leaving Afghanistan. We're in a situation where we're there.
Oh, absolutely, Matt. We're re-engaging in Iraq. There's redeployments going on, as there is in Syria. And the effort on the part of President Trump to pull us out of Afghanistan, and that was a major policy issue from his administration, that's totally on hold and more than likely to be reversed. Those in power now want us to remain there because they want to have a war somewhere, and this is the defense industry that wants to flex its muscles and stay engaged. And the Taliban are using it, and a lot of their claims are, you know, we were on the negotiating table with the Trump administration. Now, all of a sudden, we're not, and so they're going to do the things they're doing and start, you know, it's spring coming in Afghanistan, and we all know what happens in the springtime, the offensives. So I anticipate seeing a lot of stuff going on this spring inside Afghanistan.
Yeah, and there's more reports coming out about the wasted money in Afghanistan. We knew about some of the deals there, but now there's three or four different things that just came out all at one time. I kind of think this is being done intentionally to drive some public support towards getting us the hell out of there.
Right, and, you know, there's a number of efforts to keep that going, and, you know, We're following it closely, and, you know, there's some groups that are pushing that as well.
Yep. So 27 illegals were packed inside a 1999 Ford Expedition that collided with a semi set of pup trailers on a two-lane highway 8 miles north of the Mexican border, 100 miles east of San Diego. 15 are now reported dead. Many more in very serious condition may not make it in the hospital. And we'll talk about that when we come back. I hear the music. We'll be right back with Colonel Jim Morshuk, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, retired United States Air Force. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. As a matter of fact, I went up there the other day with my aide-de-camp, Mark, and we had no idea that we were going to run into a person that was a retired firefighter who was there to buy a Moss Nissan Titan, and he walked in the door and he said, "Well, I'm supposed to tell you the captain sent me," and I was sitting right there at the table looking at him. And the salesperson says, "Would you like to meet the captain?" "Oh, is he here?" "Yeah, there he is." And I stood up, introduced myself, and thanked him. But it's just amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, and up in the Midwest, and even as far west as Arizona. A father drove all the way from Arizona to Moss Nissan to buy a car for his daughter who was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of, and trade-ins, wow. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. They will buy your vehicle if you want to sell it. They will buy your vehicle. So if you want to upgrade your ride right now, scoot on up. One of the Moss Nissan locations, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors always get a great deal and are taken very good care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the Rogue, the all-new 2021 Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Fantastic vehicle. So you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And never forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak. He's a retired U.S. Air Force and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Well, Colonel, these SUVs and pickup trucks and flatbeds and box trucks, single box trucks, little ones, big ones, semis, whatever, I've been all along that border, and so have you. I don't know how many times, but hundreds literally over the years. And I never went across there that I didn't see somebody that wasn't stopped by CBP, either one of the checkpoints or out in the middle of nowhere, and they were going in the backs of the vehicles and the trucks and checking the cars and this and that and the other. And every now and then you'd go by, say, maybe a van truck, and there'd be 15 or 20 or even 25 or 30 of the guys sitting on the shoulder there. You knew they were illegals because they all had little, you know, parcels with them and whatnot, little backpacks or blankets or something like that wrapped up, and they were going for a ride to wherever they were going to.
People need to realize what is going on here. We have sent the message, we've sent the signal that it's okay to come across the border in droves. We're going to check, but we're not going to check that good. And so what you have is you have these coyotes who strip out all the seats in SUVs or yep. in the back of pickup trucks, and they lay people down on top of each other. Mm-hmm. As you noted here, 27 people yep. involved in the vehicle in this crash. Mm-hmm. And this is the stuff that's going on. The Biden regime is not telling anyone of what's going on. They had their Department of Homeland Security secretary on yesterday, but he said, yeah, we're making sure everything's secure and we're doing all the checks we're doing and everything, but they're not talking about the fact that the word is out. Right. Come to America, you'll get in. They're moving. They realize the magnitude of the problem. They're moving Border Patrol agents from Canada down to the southern border.
Yes, they are.
To meet the impact. But they're not doing a lot with regard to checking vehicles and letting them in. They're setting up and building new facilities to manage the number of people coming across today, and it is up by times four as of yesterday. What they're saying the number of people, and that's just people trying to walk across the border. We don't know how many people are in the situation like we just saw here in
Let me point out to the audience, for those of you that have not been to the northern border, there are areas on the northern border where you can literally walk across the border and no one will ever see you.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, we do have a caller. I want to take this real quick and then we'll get back to what we're doing. Okay, Mary, what's your question for the Colonel?
Hi, my question is, it looks like the American public, the military now, personnel, and the illegal aliens coming over are all just being used as pawns by the Democratic National Party. They don't care about their lives. They're just being used.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I think.
All right, well, what were you saying, Colonel?
Yeah, particularly our military. There was some discussion yesterday of the utilization of our forces, particularly in the National Guard in Washington, D.C., the military are being used as political pawns.
That's right.
In this situation. And, of course, they're also going further with regard to checking out members of the military and what their personal political beliefs are. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, that is something we've never seen before. And, you know, it's going to create a problem in the military. Mm-hmm. How far they take it remains to be seen.
Do you know who's testifying today in front of Senator Grassley's committee?
Go ahead and remind me.
The commanding general of the National Guard.
Okay.
He's the only military officer that's going to be testifying, and he's on top of all the civilians they got. But he is testifying today as to what the National Guard's doing there. I think he's going to describe the mission, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Because she is a congresswoman.
Eleanor Holmes Norton. Yep. came out yesterday and was extremely critical of the fence around the Capitol, and she is demanding that it be taken down because she said it makes America look like, quote, a totalitarian regime.
Yeah. Not to mention.
She's right. Mm-hmm. She's right. And they're talking about extending it and making it larger, and it's costing taxpayers right now $2 million a day. And I don't know if that's because they're renting the fence or what the deal is, but they're increasing
the size
and everything else.
I got something to say about that fence. Years ago, I had 9 trucks, and my trucks were contracted to haul some of that fence from where it was manufactured and located and dropped off at border warehouse locations. And ironically, that fence that's up there right now in Washington, D.C., looks very much like the fence that my trucks took down to the border. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's true or not, but it sure as heck looks like it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look into to see where originally, you know, who produced it and where it originally was going, because obviously Congress and Nancy Pelosi put out a contract for it. But my God, $2 million, I guess it's $2 million a week it's costing us, or $2 million a day, something along that line. Ungodly amount of money. And it shouldn't be there at all.
Now, I got to ask you a question. We just had CPAC. I believe it was a tremendous success. President Trump gave a speech, just lit everybody on fire. But we got these people, and I have an affiliate in New Orleans, Louisiana, and hello to everybody in New Orleans this morning. And I've been hearing from some of the people who have been sending me messages saying, man, I don't know what we're going to do here, but Bobby Jindal all of a sudden has surfaced again, and he's going to some of the Republican meetings. He's been kind of quiet for a while, and all of a sudden he's out moving around. You don't suppose maybe he might be running against Bill Cassidy, do you? Well, he might be.
Yeah, that's very likely. That was what I was thinking, and of course, Bill Cassidy came out against President Trump and voted in the impeachment and what have you. He's catching a lot of flack, and he continues to talk about it. And I think that put the opportunity right out in front for someone to challenge him. And you may be very well correct in the long run that Jindal is going to step in. And he was former governor of
Louisiana. And he was not seen for a better part of a year, year and a half. He wasn't doing any of the events, and all of a sudden here he is popping up again.
So we will... we'll watch that, won't we?
Yes, we will. And I got some people there in New Orleans that'll be letting me know about it. All right. Well, Colonel, we've come to the end of the segment. It's always a pleasure and an honor, and look forward to talking to you next week. So stay low.
All right. Take care, Matt. Thanks.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshick, everybody. And you can go over to the Hillsborough County Republican Party website to find out more about him. And I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airbase in Iraq that hosts U.S., Iraqi, and coalition troops was targeted by 10 rockets Wednesday. No casualties were immediately reported, according to Reuters. The source of Tuesday's rocket fire was not immediately known. It should also be noted Pope Francis is planning a historic visit to Iraq for later this week. That would make him the first pontiff to ever visit the country. The U.S. Border Patrol is reporting a California highway crash involving human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen people dead Tuesday. The wreck involved an overloaded Ford Expedition that was T-boned by a semi-truck hauling two trailers of gravel near the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials noted that the SUV's back seats had been removed to create more space for the passengers. The crash occurred just east of El Centro, California. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No, thank you very much, Brookster. She was on yesterday. We had a great time. And thank you very much for all the great comments that we got about her appearance yesterday. Because we did something that we haven't done before. We played Harry Carey's version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and we both sang it. Because we were talking about spring training baseball and all the folks that are here for baseball season. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Burt's Barracuda. It's spelled B-E-R-T, apostrophe S, Burt's Barracuda. Now, I want you to join me this Saturday, March the 6th, wherever you're listening to me, if you can, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Memorial, War Memorial, at Burt's Barracuda, 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater, Florida. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the thing about it is Harley-Davidson had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I, II, plus Korea and Vietnam. Now, a lot of military scouts rode around and military couriers on these motorcycles because they were easy to get in, get out. They were kind of a harder target to try to hit because they could scoot in and out, you know, just like those pesky little mosquitoes when you're trying to swing at them and you can't hit them. But you can enjoy the live entertainment we're going to have with the Bearded Brothers Band, food from the Veterans Food Truck, and bring your appetite with you. This is a family-friendly event. Again, be there early. The Color Guard will be presenting the colors. The National Anthem will be sung. It starts at 10 a.m. Join me at Burt's Barracuda, Harley-Davidson, this Saturday for the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle War Memorial unveiling. This is going to be a great, great, great project, believe me. Now, it's just north of U.S. 19 on 49th Street, across the street from the Quaker Steak and Lube location. And for more info, you can go to their website, Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, Burt's Barracuda.com, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Looking forward to seeing a lot of people there. All right, joining us right now, we have the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Now, you've kind of been a busy camper lately for several different reasons, but a lot of people are doing a lot of buying of stuff online. And I'm hearing, you know, it's caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, right?
Yes, sir.
There are some really screwy things, and if it sounds like it's too good to be true on the Internet, hey, don't buy it.
Yeah, and be careful. And people are posing as law enforcement officers, and, man, there's just so many different types of scams you got to look out for. And, you know, with our show, the Consumer Quarterback Show, we aim to be a consumer advocate to help folks in those positions. But, yeah, every week it seems like I hear a different type of scam out there, Captain.
Well, Social Security and the stimulus checks coming. Somebody actually called up one of my neighbors and said, well, did you get your stimulus check yet? And they said, no. They said, well, we can help you get it. We need this, 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 and this. And, of course, it was name, telephone number, address, Social Security number, and we'll go ahead and we'll get it for you, and it won't cost you anything. Well, that should have been a warning bell all by itself, because you will never hear from anybody regarding Social Security ever on a telephone.
Right, yeah, and there's the you know, there's a lot in real estate also with our real estate company. You know, we see it in, you know, there's a lot of title scams. People will fake deeds and record deeds, quick claim deeds, alleging that you sold them the property. So they have these different programs. One of our contributors has a program where they will monitor your credit, or not your credit, but your title. So just like you've got credit monitoring, they will also monitor your home's title just to make sure it's not stolen out from underneath you.
Well, I've heard that from some people that's actually happened. Is that pretty prevalent right now or no?
It's growing. It's a growing crime, and there's multiple companies that do it. There's some, you know, bigger companies nationally. Then I have one of our partners for the show, Kevin Overstreet. He does it here locally. It's I forgot the exact name. It's called it'll come to me in a minute. But yeah, I you know, considering also a commission run, county commission, and I was talking to a mutual friend yesterday. She runs the Tea Party down in Bradenton. So she said, oh, yeah, Captain Matt, he spoke at our group before, too.
Now, who are you talking to?
Maureen? Her name is Maureen.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, she's the scheduler for speakers. Were you going to speak down there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm getting set up for May, I believe.
Oh, I might have to take a drive down there that night.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm looking to get out to more events. I went to the other Community Patriots event also.
Well, are you coming Saturday to Burt's Harley Davidson?
I'm not 100% sure yet, but I heard you talking about it.
That's a big deal. It's the Harley Davidson, first one of its kind, Harley Davidson Burt's Barracuda military memorial dedicated to everybody that rode a motorcycle in the military, and there were a bunch of them in World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea and Vietnam.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that. Anything to support our veterans, we absolutely love that.
Yeah, well, see, people forgot about that fact, but the guys that were dependent on the couriers and you know, whatever it was that they were doing when they were bringing stuff back and forth, you know, that's what they did.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's such a tactical advantage, too.
Very
cool.
Yeah. You could literally go through the jungle. You wouldn't have to worry about getting on a path. A lot of them
right.
did, but
yeah.
whatever. Okay, well, getting back to what's going on here. Now, your show, even though it's heard locally in the Tampa Bay area, people can call you from wherever they're at listening to me right now, or go to your website if they've got a question or an issue, and you could at least point them in the right direction. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep, we've got attorneys on staff, CPAs, financial advisors, lots of you know, real estate related type companies. So yeah, we'd love to help folks out. They can call our hotline. It's 813-750-0550. Real easy. 813-750-0550. Or also hit the website consumerqb.com.
All right. Well, that's very good information. I'm glad you were able to get that out there because we need to let the people know. A lot of people are somewhat reluctant to get involved sometimes with somebody. But, folks, I would personally vouch for Brandon. He is a man of his word, and he does a really good job. He's helped a lot of people in the length of time that I've known him, which is several years now. So he's a good guy, and if you need help, and somebody's running you over to Kohl's. And again, I'm getting a lot of people coming up to me saying, well, you know, I ordered something and come to find out it wasn't from the U.S. It's coming from China, and I got to wait 8 weeks for it to get here, and it's now the 10th week. And what's going on? How come I can't get it? Well, it's called the coronavirus, for one. But when you order something from China and it's coming from China, there's no guarantee you're going to get it.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. I was just thinking about it when you reminded me about that. I ordered something for either Christmas or a gift for my wife, and I just realized, hey, that hasn't showed up yet. So it's like, wow, where do I now? I got to go back and try to track it and find out. But yeah, that's
well,
one of the challenges.
If it's a reputable company and they didn't rip you off and they're still around, you can get your money back because they're reputable. But if they're not and it's a ripoff, now you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got to try to trace them down. Where did you buy it from? You know, go back through your card. And that's another big point is whenever you're making purchases, you should try to purchase as credit. If you're using a card, you purchase as credit, not
right.
Debit. It gives you much more protection.
Yeah, you can void the transaction that way.
Yes, sir.
Whereas the other
Absolutely.
Way, it's a lot more difficult. You got to jump through a few more hoops. But let's talk about one other thing here. A lot of people are moving to Florida, and a lot of people are coming down here. And there's this scam that's gone on for a while where somebody will show up and say, well, I got this wonderful duplex, and I'd like to rent you this for a week. And you show up down there, and the guy that's rented you the place and you sent the deposit and all that doesn't even own it.
Yeah, they'll fake our pictures. They'll take our pictures that we use for real estate photography, and they'll fake them or copy them and then put them on Craigslist. And then they always make it look like a really good deal so they can get multiple people jumping at the same time. But, yeah, be real careful. Don't mail deposits to a P.O. box. You know, you got to be a lot more diligent and try to get more information up front, find out who they are, research them online, do some due diligence before you send your money.
Okay. Now, again, before we run out of time, give us the website and then the phone number.
Yeah. Hey, the website is consumerqb.com. We also have our real estate website, platinummvpteam.kw.com. And you can also call 813-750-0550. Call or text 813-750-0550.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Captain. Take
care. Have a good day. All right. Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Check him out. He's a man of his word. And wherever you're listening to me from, he can help you out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Compl-
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Donna Fiducia's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, to make hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning. They've got parts and they got repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, if you behave yourself and you're really polite and nice and you smile at Jill a lot, you might wind up with a free trip to the back room to get those donuts and a special pastry they got back there. Now, you know, bad situation yesterday in California.
with the van, or I'm sorry, with the Ford Expedition, 1999 Ford Expedition. They had the inside stripped except for the driver's seat. 27 illegals in a Ford Expedition stacked on top of each other. Now, it was traveling with another SUV, and they apparently poked a hole in the fence, the metal fence, and that's how they got through. And they came down a farm road. And one of the vehicles decided to bypass the stop sign, pull out onto the road, and try to beat a semi to get moving to where they were going, whichever direction they were going, east or west. Don't know yet. Haven't heard that particular. And the other vehicle was not very far behind, and they got out on the road, and they took off. Well, they didn't get very far. They got stopped down the road a few miles by the Customs and Border Patrol. So that car didn't get through, but the other one had 27 people in it. 15 were killed, all illegal, including the 22-year-old driver behind the wheel. Now, this is an everyday occurrence over there along our southern border. And they'll come in a car, they'll come in a pickup truck, they'll come in a flatbed truck, they'll come in an 8-foot van, they'll come in a 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 24, 28-foot van. They'll come in a semi, whatever. They load them up, they pack them up, and it's a common occurrence. And it's happening every day. Now, you know, yesterday I told you about the fact that Mexico wants to send 800,000 migrants that come into Mexico a year to the United States. That's just shy of a million. And that doesn't count what we do elsewhere around the world with letting people in. We can't do that, because we wind up giving them three hots and a cot. That's the deal. Three hots and a cot. We can't keep doing that. Now, you want to do something about it? Get on the telephone. Start calling your congressmen and women, your senators. I'll give you two telephone numbers in Washington, D.C. The first one is 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it and I'll go slower. 202-224-3121. That is the generic switchboard for your House of Representatives congressman or woman. You just give them your zip code and you get your congressman. 202-224-3121. Now, here's the number for your senator. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the number for your senator. Same deal. Give him your zip code, you'll get your senator. And remember, we have two of them. So there you go. That's what you do. And the more people that call, the more people that get their address, the more people that go to their local offices, the better off you'll be. Think about that. All right, very quickly, let me get over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Awesome show this morning.
Got about a minute because I'm running out of time here.
Roger that. You're talking about the 800,000 lifting ships from Central and South America through Mexico coming into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That is an exceptionally high number. But here's the thing, and this is I'm putting in my opinion in quotations. This is happening globally. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. And Great Britain's basically overrun. The Grecian islands are basically overrun with quote-unquote migrants from Central and Northern Africa rolling through there. I think one of the I don't know if it was Italy or in Greece, one of the NGO heads of the non-governmental organization was actually arrested or on trial or indicted.
I believe that was Greece.
mm-hmm. for human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a human trafficking issue, and if the, you know, everybody's supposed to, as I say, so many people want to stop human trafficking, then they need to close the proverbial borders and set up for, we already have entry and access control points set mm-hmm. up at consulates for people seeking asylum. There's legitimate ways to do this in a safe and orderly manner, but basically sending out the welcoming mat for, you know, the borders open, come on in. And there's also been reports, and I can't verify the authenticity of some of this stuff, there's also been reports that some of these quote-unquote migrants are being armed as escorted across the border into mm-hmm. Western and Southern Texas, and you know, full now, eyes and ears.
Now, before I let you go, what's the reason for all this? Could it have to do with trying to bring more voters of a certain persuasion into a country?
I think it's to get more people into countries.
Okay.
How should I say this? To change the political demographics that are going on, because
right.
particularly people from South and Central America, they may be more religiously
okay.
conservative, but they are very socially liberal, and they will vote for the pocketbook.
Alrighty.
That's my opinion, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate the call. Now, as Eric was saying that, I was getting myself lined up to tell you something. Yesterday, in Georgia, Georgia passed a bill requiring ID for absentee ballots. You can't just call them up and say, well, I want an absentee ballot. My name is John Q. Smith. Blah, 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 blah. Nope. You got to do it with ID. And as a result, within about an hour, protests were called at the state capitol. And it's online if you want to go see it at thewashingtonexaminer.com. They actually had protesters come in there and create a big stink about, oh, my God, ID, voter suppression, blah, 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 blah. Do you know how easy it is to get picture ID anywhere? You go to the sheriff's department or the police station, and almost any law enforcement agency in the country can take your picture, give you an ID card. Boom, you have picture ID. That's how easy it is. So don't tell me, well, I can't get it. It's difficult. We can't this, we can't that. Are you kidding me? And oh, by the way, in some areas, they'll come to the retirement homes and help the senior citizens out and get them, give them their little picture ID cards if they don't have a driver's license anymore or something like that, to help them. So it's there. It can be done. And why aren't you doing it? Because you're lazy. Because you want to take the easy way out. Yep, I get it. We're all victims of that every now and then. But this is no drill. This is not a drill. The time to get real is right now. The time to take the bull by the horns and do what we have to do to keep America great and take back control of this country away from the people that stole it with a very questionable election is right now. Get involved. Join a Tea Party group. Join a political party group. Join some kind of group. They're out there. They're everywhere. And I'll see you all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, 2 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.